Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to May. How did you do in April? Our card was the Devil. So we were invited to take a look at the things that we are or were doing and thinking that basically created self-sabotage. And a lot of these things are hidden from us. It takes courage and it takes a strong sense of resiliency to be able to truly look at ourselves with neutrality to find those things that we're doing that seem to potentially help us feel better in the moment, or it almost fakes us into thinking that it's helping us, whatever this thing is, where it's actually working against our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our wishes, and the vision that we have for our lives. How did you fare with the Devil? And then the dragonfly came in to help us see through the illusion. I hope that you were able to use the dragonfly spirit to enhance your ability to see again inside with neutrality, love, compassion, and grace. This month, our card is the Hermit. Interesting to me that the Hermit appears in springtime. May is undoubtedly springtime in all the northern states, all the northern area, and I find myself in the north again. Springtime, generally, if you think about flowers blooming, it's this time where we're now out and about and expressing, celebrating, being with each other, and yet our invitation this month is to be the Hermit. I have my idea about why, after looking at ourselves so hard, sometimes we simply need to integrate. And solitude helps with that integration, to write, to journal, to do art, to do the things that feel most like who we really are. And I believe that we are not invited to be a hermit in May, but to remember to take time in solitude and not just go out there and expand. So the Hermit card in the Wild Unknown Tarot deck by Kim Kranz says, "The idea of being a hermit is not supported in our society, but in the realm of tarot, hermits are highly celebrated and valued creatures. Through meditation, solitude, and stillness, they bring wisdom to all. When this card appears, it's time to step back from the business of day-to-day life and focus on your inner realm. Become more self-aware. If you're intrigued by meditation, start now. Spend time by yourself. Your inner fire is ready to be lit. It will shine for all to see." And that, I believe, is truly the purpose of the Hermit card appearing for us now, is to stoke that fire inside, to light it and let it become what it wants to be, so that as we do step out in the spring, we're sharing that. We're sharing our full, beautiful, amazing, glorious selves with the world. Get clear on that with that solitude. Shine it forth, because you just can't help but shine, and you shouldn't. So continue to shine and let me know how you're doing. Let me know how the Devil card energy went for you in April. And if you were able to use the dragonfly spirit to recognize with compassion and see through illusion. And now, how does it feel to be reminded that that still voice inside can always be heard? We just have to actually be still. Thank you so much for being here. I am thrilled to share this energy with you. You can reach me at laurachristine.us. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk soon. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.